This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, folks, you don't want to miss a minute of this. No way, no how. We'll start with the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He's not going to call in. He's a little busy announcing a national emergency on border security. Good for him. I'm so glad he's doing this. I hope you are, too. It is a national emergency. It absolutely is.
Oh, wait a minute, Scott. Then there's going to be a climate change national emergency when we have President Elizabeth Warren.
First of all, there won't be a President Elizabeth Warren. Second of all, climate change is not a national emergency. It is a world concern that ought to be dealt with properly, but there's not a lot humans can do. That's my view. That's in dispute by science. That isn't a national emergency. Apples and oranges, big time. Same with Nancy Pelosi's goofy, then we're going to do a national emergency on guns. Come on. You're not going to pick every pet project. The point is the data alone, just the opioid crisis. Take that one thing. We have more deaths every year from opioid than we did in the entire Vietnam War. That's not a national emergency, and guess what? 70% is the number, I believe, that comes across the border. And by the way, we get a lot of drugs at the border when they come to a checkpoint, right? And they try to hide it cute, and they find it anyway. Do you think that's where the majority of the drugs goes through, the port of entry? Of course not. They bust through some, barbed wire fence with a truck. So I'm glad he's declaring a national emergency, and we're going to pick up part of his comments today. Pat Trainer will be here on another incredible Giving Hearts Day. That whole deal just warms my heart. It's just fantastic. It really is fabulous to see so many people come together and do some good with a particular charity they like. There's so many great organizations out there doing what they're doing, and you know what? They're funded by us. They're funded by people giving of their hard-earned money because they see the good they do. That's the way it should work. So Pat Trainer's doing some great work with that as the entire team of the Impact Foundation and Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Institute. And so looking forward to an update from Pat. I hope he's wearing his red suit. I see the governor was yesterday. How about that? Speaking of the governor, he'll be here today on the program. Joins us at the bottom of the hour. Get a little update on the legislature and where they're at. Looking forward to that. And Senator Kevin Cramer will be here as well for a full hour. A lot to cover with him, including yesterday's vote on the compromise deal. Are there poison pills in this? Has he read the bill? He voted for it. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, you've got the whole McCabe thing and everything going on there. The swamp is swirling. It was fun to be out there at the swamp. I didn't like missing Valentine's Day, but I did enjoy just seeing a lot of people and spending a couple days there. We'll be back there soon in Washington, March the 4th, because we learned from Senator Hovind yesterday that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, said to him, and I quote, "We're going to put on one great party for the NDSU Bison." That was the president to Senator Hovind. So I think he knows how to throw a party. We're going to find out. And I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I didn't get to celebrate until this morning. And I had a edible arrangements breakfast, Valentine's breakfast, with my daughter, Haley, youngest member of the Hannon family. So that was fun. I have a photo. I'll tweet it out a little bit here. So you can see the heart-shaped pineapples. Have you had an edible arrangements before, Kevin?
I have not, but I've seen them. They look fabulous.
Yeah, they are, and they taste even better than they look.
Person that got it wasn't a sharing kind of.
And, I didn't even know this, but we have this little big deals thing here, like most of the stations do. I know KFIRE does this and others as well, where you can buy certificates and get a discount. We have them on the big deals, AM 1100 The Flag website. So, like, $40, worth of chocolate-covered strawberries are like, I don't know, 30 or something. It's a nice little discount. So, you know, it's a good deal. So I liked them so much last night, I'm going to buy some more today. They have some chocolate-covered strawberries. What's not to like about a chocolate-covered strawberry? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Exactly right. All right, if you want to call us and talk about anything today, we're obviously got a number of guests here. Pat Traynor in the next segment, Governor Burgum for a couple at the bottom of the hour, and then Senator Kramer for the whole 10 o'clock hour. Anytime you have a question, obviously, if we have guests pertaining to them, if you could, but on anything, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm not worried about the national emergency, are you? I think the Senate was right to pass, the House was right to pass the bill they did on the compromise, because it gives the president, forget the number, but it's 20-some-odd billion in border funding, $1.375 billion of that directly for the wall, and that's just between now and September, and then they get another bite at that apple. As long as there's no poison pills, I'm hearing some goofy things in there. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
I'm not too worried about Trump doing this national emergency thing. You know, our border is a national emergency. I think that's something it can be used for, and we're being invaded by people who are bringing drugs over here and crime, and there is some good people, but, you know, a lot of these people don't even support American culture. So, I mean, they're eroding our country's culture away when they come over here. And,
now I want to ask you something. Let me ask you something there. When you say they're eroding our culture, are you talking about illegal immigrants? You're talking about the thugs? You're talking about the crime? Are you talking about anybody from somewhere else that comes here is eroding our culture?
I'm talking about illegal aliens, and I'm talking about the vast majority of them that come here legally, too. They don't. Most of them that come here, Scott, they end up being leftists. I mean, that's a fact. Three-quarters of them end up being leftists, and they're trying, you know, oh, geez, you guys own guns, and you all this free speech you got, that's hate speech, and, you know. I'll tell you right now, I'm against all immigration. I'd like a 25-year moratorium on it so we can get people who are here to assimilate to America already.
I will tell you, though, I don't think that's realistic given the growth of America's economy to say that we don't, you know, we just shut it off. We don't want anything. Second of all, I think, Jamie, with all due respect, you're giving the conservative cause, the Republican name, the tarnish that some assign that I think is unfair when you say, you know, you're wrecking our culture by coming here. That's racist. That's like, and here's the deal. I don't want the thugs here. I don't want the people that can't follow the rules here. I don't want the people that are trying to sneak in and are, you know, that's deceitful. But I do want people who are willing to pay the price to come here legally and you know, be part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I think that's fine. I have no ill will to somebody because even if they come here and decide to be, different politically than I am, because otherwise, to say what you're saying, we'd have to go and make the same case about, you know, our ancestors that came to say, hey, you know, Norway's not going so good and there's not going to be a way to feed my family. So
our
ancestors.
The people came here back then because this country didn't have a population. I think we got more than enough people here. But let me get to my second point, Scott. We're not going to agree on that one, I guess.
Okay, you go ahead. Yep.
Okay, Pelosi's talking about, you know, hey, we might end up doing this on the Second Amendment someday. Well, the Second Amendment, a right, number one, it's not some national emergency. It's one of your rights. And, you know, and Schumer and Ressler are out there talking about a constitutional. You know, is this constitutional? Since when do these guys give a damn about our Constitution and the Second Amendment? Because they're trying to infringe on that Second Amendment right all the time. So which is it? Do you guys care about the Second Amendment, the Constitution, or are you just going to threaten to take it away from us when you get a Democrat in office? You can't believe a word that comes out of mouths like that. I mean, that's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
People believe them. You know, people elect these nuts. Like, it blows my mind, Scott.
Well,
have a good day, my friend. Thanks for the time.
We only need to look at the hubbub after Parkland to know that there was a lot of insanity out there. I saw a tweet last night. I retweeted it from a dad that lost a daughter. And I don't remember his name, but he's been just a voice of reason in this whole thing and not afraid to buck the trends, which I think is, you know, really special and neat. And, in fact, I sent him a Facebook message yesterday. Number one, thinking of you today. Number two, Love to visit with you on the air. But the vast majority of that train from Parkland was exactly what you're talking about. It's just, it's good politics for the left. It really is. And I don't doubt they believe it as well. All right, Phil and Moorhead, let's get in here before the break. Phil, what's on your mind? Go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, Scott, you love this immigration so much. How many immigrants live in your house, and how many of them do you take down to the lake on the weekends? Because I live in an apartment in Moorhead, and it's terrible. It's really terrible. So you're a hypocrite. You call people racist. But I bet you've got a three-car garage and maybe four bedrooms and a big backyard. But you make all the poor white people suffer. You people are anti-racist racist.
Okay, so help me understand, though. Hey, Phil, just stick around a sec. I'm curious. What makes it so horrible at your apartment? You mentioned your apartment. What's wrong? Quickly, just give me an example.
Use your imagination.
It's not enough data. I mean, that really is a weak argument. I'd love to hear, what you mean by that. Look, there's bad actors of every color, race, and creed. And the idea that you can't say, hey, America with legal immigration is fine, makes you racist.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, I mean hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner Pizza. Choose from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Crop, Pasture, and Hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and Farm Retirement Equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwanDeerGMC.com. It was 26 below this morning. Oh, did that heated steering wheel feel good, not to mention the heated seats. And holy cow, if you still don't have either one or a remote start, let alone a remote start that you can do right on your smartphone, go to SchwanDeerGMC.com and get yours today.
And, by the way, we're brought to you in part by the folks that power us with a good night's sleep, our friends at MyPillow. still have that 30% off deal on the mattress topper. Don't know how much longer that'll be available, so would encourage you to take advantage of it if you thought about it and just haven't gotten around to it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 30% off the best mattress topper money can buy, plus two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Call them at 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott. Texter, I'm so sick of people calling and saying Scott's a racist. I don't understand what he's done to portray himself as one. I'm sure it takes every nerve in his body not to tell that person to go pound sand. Did somebody call me a racist? I don't know if they did. I was concerned that the tone of the previous two callers were getting into an area that is uncomfortable to me. Look, I have zero problem with legal immigration. Zero. And I think if you do, then you got to say, well, how is the country built? Now, I think we've got to be smart about it and make sure, you know, where folks are coming from. We know who they are, who they say they are, and all of that. Donald Trump's 100% right. I think Trump's got this figured out. It's illegal immigration. It's drugs. It's human trafficking. That's what crushes the human spirit. That's what we've got to take on head on. That's why it's a national emergency. Another texter says the Parkland shooting is directly related to the Obama administration's PROMISE program. The Cruz family had 45 contacts with law enforcement. Exactly right. The family of the young man that killed those people at Parkland had been a law enforcement problem, and they didn't, you know, coordinate. They didn't talk. I mean, so it's a whole thing. It was a lot of signals missed there. So, as usual, we have very savvy callers. They're fantastic. So now we get to talk about something so darn fun. Governor Burgum at the bottom of the hour and Senator Kevin Cramer next hour. But this is really the big news of the day. And it's the incredible success of another Giving Hearts Day. Pat Trainer of the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, is here to tell us all about it. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you today, Scott.
I didn't recognize you without red on.
I got one
hearts.
Little.
Yeah, you.
I have one little heart with me today.
I should have worn my Giving Hearts Day sweater that you gave me last time you were here. Very nice. Worn it many times. But everybody was in red yesterday, including the governor, by the way, who was out at the Capitol with Catherine. And it's just such a fun day to see how many people get involved in this all across North Dakota and Western Minnesota. It's really just, it has to have exceeded your expectations. Huh?
Oh, absolutely. We do live in the most generous place in the world. I mean, it's just so fun to see all the good that goes on, you know, through Giving Hearts Day, all the work that goes on by these charities leading up to Giving Hearts Day, you know, a special thanks to all the media. You know what's fun is the media smile and are actually having fun. You know, this is not divisive.
Yeah,
it's a good story. It is.
Yeah.
It really is. So we like to say that the platform brings out the best in people. You know, we had 28,000 people give last year. This year we had over 30,600 people give. So it's gone up in thousands of people joining in and saying, hey, we want to make our communities a better place to live, grow, play, work. And we want to help society's least fortunate. We want to help others. So we just couldn't be, you know, the theme for today, gratitude.
Yeah.
Thankfulness.
Incredible.
You know,
now,
blessings.
Remind us how it all started, the first year, and, you know, how many donors and how many dollars compared to what you've grown to.
So 2008 started as an idea of one of my awesome teammates, Gina Pinovich. We had 1,500 contributions that year, 40 charities. And we were, sorry about the duck going off here in the room.
I know you're a very yeah, savvy duck hunter, so that probably means you worked enough. You need to find a duck line is what that means.
That's exactly right. So that first year, you know, a little over 400,000 was raised, and then, you know, here we are over $16.3 million yesterday. I mean, it's an incredible, and we're over 400 charities. And now we're over, you know, 30,000 people giving on Giving Hearts Day. Multiple gifts. So when you think about it, it's just tremendous. Do you know that we have, Scott, we have 47 charities on the waiting list for next year? Additional charities.
How do you decide whether a charity comes in or not?
You know, what we do is they have to come to the training. They have to apply. They have to show that they're good stewards, you know, of the dollars, so that we're doing some vetting ahead of time. But we work with everyone to try and be inclusive.
This is the thing I hope gets the attention that it should out of your work, that number one, you've produced a platform to make it fun to give and a great promotion around it, but you're also making sure those dollars are spent wisely and really helping those charities be very efficient, right?
Yeah, you know, special thanks to the Alex Stern Family Foundation, Dakota Medical Foundation, that support the Impact Institute that teaches nonprofits how to become exceptional at producing results, and in this case, exceptional at friend raising. Because at the end of the day, the more friends for charities, the more good they can do for others in our communities. And really, it brings purpose to people. When you think about connecting, you know, people with purpose, these charities provide an avenue to express your purpose in helping and serving others in any way that you'd like to, because there's everything from animals, you know, all the way to health, healthcare, addiction.
But it also helps. You're going to find something that connects with what you care about. But I also like the fact that when it goes there, I know it's going to go
absolutely
to the people that need it, not to, you know, layers of bureaucracy and administration and everything else.
And, you know, this year, these charities raised almost $7 million in matches ahead of time. You know, we're teaching them how to fish. Okay, that's what the coaching, the training, you know, to build relationships with people over time. So Dakota Medical and Alex Stern's match is much, much less than it's ever been, relatively speaking, even though it's greater from a monetary perspective. But they're going out and soliciting and having relationships with businesses. You know, so a special, you know, special thank you to all the businesses that step up and sponsor these charities match ahead of time. So it's become exponential in terms of the ability to raise and match dollars. All these groups participating, you know, in that, and families stepping up and saying, you know, here's $1,000 to serve as the match ahead of time. So almost $7 million raised in advance in major gift matches. And of course, we're teaching charities how to raise major gifts.
About a minute left. What do you see as the legacy of this? What is the impact of this, do you think?
Well, two things. I think number one, what gets missed is the meaning of the individual that gives being a part of the ministry of that charity. So I think that's one of the legacies, is that we're changing culture about kindness. You know, really, this is a reflection of caring for your neighbor, love of neighbor. So I think that's one of the legacies, is that's growing by when you look at those participation numbers, because it's $10 or more. So that's really a big thing. Secondly, then, the tremendous work that the charities are doing, building quality of life. So I think it does so much good for the giver, and then secondly, it does so much good for the community. And these charities are so revved up. Think about what that does for their spirit. You know, the spirit of these charities, when they have all these supporters, it's incredible what it does for the human spirit of these wonderful people that work in these charities, and we couldn't be more proud.
No, it is awesome. And if you could just look above and see where all those dollars are doing some good, and all the touches that come from all that generosity and all that caring, is pretty amazing. Kudos to the entire team of the Impact Foundation, Giving Hearts Day, another dandy. Look forward to next year, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do to shine the light on these charities.
We love it. We love it. All right. Governor Bergen, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, questions or comments for him are welcome. Get on the phone at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains. June 15th through June 30th, this will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is at this hour, President Trump's signing a funding bill that will keep the government from shutting down at midnight tonight. Also signing a declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico. That will allow him, he says, to divert $8 billion that was budgeted for the U.S. Defense Department to use to build a border wall. Democrats have been warning him against taking this action.
Make no mistake, Congress will defend our constitutional authorities in every way that we can.
That's the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. Some Republicans in Congress are also cool to the president's idea of the emergency declaration. More breaking news is former Massachusetts Governor William Weld is the first Republican to challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination in 2020, making the announcement in New Hampshire a short time ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, any day that I'm in Steele, North Dakota, it's a good day. I just like Steele. I do. I've met a few friends over the years there. Mr. Kleppy was one that was a good, hard-working North Dakotan that served in World War II, rest his soul, and remember my conversations with him on one of the Rough Rider Honor flights. And so he's a heck of a dude. It's just a good town. Most especially, it's the Auction Center of North America. We have kind of a nice home there when we're there, and we are looking forward to March 28th. Auction Center of North America, Spring 2019 Machinery Auction. They're doing one on Friday, April 12th out in Bowman, too. But they are just, they are loading up. The deadline's coming up on getting equipment in the auction, if you'd like to, soon here. But it's going to be a good day for buyers, too. So, a lot going on. Ag and Construction Consignment Auction in Steele, Thursday, March 28th. Details at Pipers.com. They also have the Wrangler Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Wishick. On the 19th of March, and the Larson Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Mott on the 21st. Those are just a couple that are coming up. So check it out, 877-700-4099, or view all the auctions at pipers.com. The governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, is with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
Another beautiful day in North Dakota.
You wear red very well, by the way. I saw that little press conference here yesterday with you and the First Lady for Giving Hearts Day. So nice job on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's incredible the generosity of the people of North Dakota and the people of this country. And it was great to be part of it. And it's great to have such a statewide effort. There was over $16 million raised yesterday on Giving Hearts Day. 30,000, almost 31,000 people made a donation of some size. And as you know, giving is not just good for the receivers, it's good for the givers. And because it's all kinds of studies show that people benefit when they share their gratitude and generosity with other people. And so it's great that we can come together as a state like that. Another thing that makes North Dakota really unique.
We just had Pat Trainer on, who told us the official total is $16.3 million. But he made that very point, by the way, in addition to saying today is a day for gratitude. Maybe think of you because you often talk about that as well, but just of how many, most ever in the way of givers, over 31,000, and then the biggest total as well. And he didn't mention this, but he told me off the air, the top fundraiser yesterday was the New Life Center, $1 million. And so they get the top match from Dakota Medical Foundation. Of course, New Life Center is a faith-based homeless shelter, and it does some incredible work, and to think a mechanism like Giving Hearts Day allowed them to raise $1 million, it's fantastic, isn't it?
It is, and particularly because, when we take a look at homelessness, the highest percentage of people that are homeless at least generally have got you know, dual diagnosis. Generally, they've got some kind of behavioral health, mental health issue that has been untreated, and then likely they've also suffering from the disease of addiction. And so it becomes a front door to health care to help people get the care they need. And so congratulations, New Life. And congratulations to everybody that opened their hearts and their donated yesterday.
So let me start with, the name of the show is What's on Your Mind, and we ask our listeners that often and hear all kinds of answers. If I were to ask you what's on your mind today, what are you thinking?
Well, I've got another, every day is fun in this office, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, the First Lady, and I, every day is a chance to make a difference, and today we've got all kinds of fun things going on. We got the president of Doosan Bobcat, Scott Park, who's, part of their, the Doosan company is going to be in Bismarck. So we're getting a chance to talk with him about all the investments they're making, in North Dakota. I've got a call with the Secretary of Interior, Barnhart, who of course, as you know, has been the, interim since, Secretary Zinke left and, has been appointed. Going through the appointment process to be named the permanent Interior Secretary. And, of course, that agency touches North Dakota across all of its five areas, Bureau of Reclamation, Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. They touch us a lot. So looking forward to visiting with him around a number of things, including continuing to work to get them to put millions of dollars into the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. So that's exciting. And, of course, Andrew Travnicek, North Dakotan, NDSU grad, NDSU Athletic Hall of Fame, worked in the governor's office. She reports to Bernhardt. So we've got a high place North Dakotan who's out there in D.C. championing the Theodore Roosevelt Library and Museum and championing getting federal dollars into our national park here as part of that. So that's another part of today. We got to have a chance to have lunch with the legislative leaders, Leader Pollard and Leader Wardner. We've been doing that every week. And so Brent and I will be sitting down with them to talk about what's transpired this week and what we can work on together for next week. And that just gets me through 1 o'clock. we've got a lot of great things happening every day.
I remember your first or second day on the job, you said, hey, if you want to help make, government better in North Dakota, I'll meet with you at morning, noon, or night. I don't care if it's midnight. Have you had any late nights through the legislative session where folks are coming in with good ideas rather than an idea on how to spend more?
Well, we do, and with the small, very small but hardworking team here in the governor's office, and during the legislative session, we've got standing meetings on that start Monday night at either 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., and those go sometimes till 11 or midnight. We do that to make sure that we're tracking all the policy and tracking everything in our budget. But one of those nights at 7 o'clock at night, there was a group of concerned citizens that were in the building, knocked on the door, and we ended up having a meeting with a group of them. So it's happy to always be available to hear directly from citizens. This is a great time. A lot of citizens do come to Bismarck to testify, and we, if they're here, we encourage them to swing by. As a matter of fact, this afternoon I'm going to be meeting with the folks that are involved in this issue where we've got, second cousins that can't farm together because of our archaic corporate farming laws. And so get a chance to hear their story about how we need to continue to make changes to allow our farmers and ranchers and ag producers to have the same ability to organize and aggregate capital that every other form of business does in our state.
Texter wants to know if you were disappointed in the legislature's decision related to higher ed reform. I know that you put a task force together, put a lot of work into thinking about how it could be done differently, and one other piece that they add here is this a result of not a good enough relationship between you and the legislative leaders?
Well, I would say the first part is relative to the change. We're trying to drive a change in higher ed that hasn't been changed in 80 years. And, you know, one thing that, you know, people told me when I went into, when I took this job, they said, boy, one thing you should stay away from is any trying to do any change in higher ed, because that's a, you know, that's the cemetery of good intentions. You know, nobody can ever get anything done there because there's so much resistance to change. But, you know, hey, we like to tackle hard problems, and we know that we spend as a state, we'll spend $2.9 billion a biennium on higher education, and we're using the same governance structure that was created in 1938 when we had 7,000 students in the state. Now we got 45,000 students. We got more institutions, more degrees, more masters, more, you know, more doctorate degrees, more research. We've got a, you know, the new $160 million med school up at UND. We've got, you know, advanced workforce stuff that we're doing from Williston to Wahpeton. And so it is a complex, important operation that really ties into our workforce and ties into our economy, ties into energy and agriculture. It has to have a different approach to governance. And the bill, you know, that was introduced did not make it through. But in the end, this is going to be decided by the voters. This is going to come down to a concurrent resolution, because these are hardwired into the Constitution. And this is going to be, I believe it's going to end up on the ballot in the fall of 2020. And I think the citizens of the state are going to get a chance to vote on it. So we're, you know, call that round one, but we're going to keep moving towards getting a concurrent resolution out there for the citizens to vote on. And I think in the end, everyone's going to, we have an opportunity to put in place an approach where we can focus on the various missions, everything from workforce to research, that will help help us make sure that the dollars we spend in higher education, that we're not only holding institutions accountable and making sure they're tied back to North Dakota economy, but we're also giving them the flexibility to be able to reach their full potential at a time of really tremendous change. So I'm very passionate about this. I served on, you know, dozens of boards in my lifetime. I've seen good governance, and I've seen not so good governance. And this is not about the, you know, we've got hardworking, dedicated people that are serving on the State Board of Higher Education today. We've got good leadership on that board, but, you know, the system is, you know, seven people plus one student. It's just under capacity to handle 11 institutions. So, I mean, you know, even if that board, you know, went to a different school every quarter, it'd take them 3 years to get around to get to every institution. And so we've got a capacity issue and a focus issue that we can resolve for them with a new approach.
Let's talk a little bit about the Teddy Roosevelt Project, the presidential apparatus and library and museum and everything at the park. You mentioned you're going to be chatting with the Secretary of Interior later. I think you have a brilliant proposal here. I think it's a perfect thing to come from the Legacy Fund. I think the $50 million that leverages the $100 million just makes total sense. And obviously the Teddy Roosevelt V coming and, you know, the Walton family and the support there is pretty obvious. I don't get the sense that the, you know, the general public gets it. They don't understand it. They don't, you know, they don't see that as a good expenditure of tax dollars. What do you got to do to make the case to the public on this, do you think, on the $50
million? Well, I think that we have to continue to help get the word out about, you know, what the project is and why it's a great investment for North Dakota. But let me just start first with, you know, what we laid out as criteria for the legacy funds, because there have been a lot of false comparisons. People say, why don't you use the legacy dollars, you know, to, you know, fund A, B, C, D, E, you know, whatever those things might be. And those things generally involve our current ongoing government. We basically said, hey, we got enough revenue to fund government right now, for sure. And the legacy fund was meant to do legacy projects. So we said there's at least four criteria, which is got to have a multi-generational impact. It's got a you know, hit not just a city.
Hold that thought, if you would, Governor. Sorry to do this. We're up against the break. We'll finish on the other side with Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind. Over.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I got an appointment on my calendar tomorrow to go see my friend Carol Juven. Of course, in my last-minute details, I think we're darn near sold out. We might have a spot or two left for the Midnight Sun Tour. We're going June 15th to the 30th to see Norway at its best and get up to the northernmost parts of Norway, which I guess is just beautiful. I have Lofoten Islands in my future and a whole lot of fjords and waterfalls and World War II historic sites and just sheer beauty. So there's other tours, too, with a few spots left. If you haven't yet done it, give Carol a call. I'll send you out a brochure, 237-9000, 237-9000, or online at juventours.com. More of our conversation now with Governor Doug Burgum today from the state capitol in the middle of the legislative session. Okay, so before the break, we're talking a little bit about just the public's understanding of the magnitude of this project of the presidential library and museum at the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. You were talking about what the legacy funds were dedicated for. It's not to take away things that would otherwise be regular ongoing spending, but other projects. So, that, you know, anything else you want to say about that?
Well, no, I was just going to say again, we want to make sure that as people are we're making fair, not false comparisons, because it's we have plenty of revenue to run state government, fund education, healthcare, long term care, snowplow drivers, whatever it is, we've got the revenue to be able to do that. And I know there was a lot of false comparisons about this, but the legacy fund is an opportunity for not just this year, but every 2 years going forward, North Dakotans, because of the foresight of the citizens to create the legacy fund, we're going to have an opportunity to say, what are the legacy projects that we want to do in North Dakota that really help transform the state? And, we said, hey, four criteria. It's one-time only spending. It doesn't grow government. This is a one-time only, capital expense. It's got a regional, national, or international impact. Multi-generational, meaning that your kids and grandkids will know that this was a legacy project and went forward. And then, and ideally, as you said, Scott, is the leverage, which is we spend a dollar of legacy fund earnings because we're not spending any principal, just legacy fund earnings. Well, and we've got proposals out there like this one where we're going to get $2 of either federal or private capital to come in and match with every dollar of legacy fund earnings. And in the library, again, you know this, you yourself have been to a number of presidential libraries. These aren't libraries. These are, they're tourist attractions. They're, centers for, academic, excellence. They're, magnets for leaders to come and convene. And we have an opportunity to, really put North Dakota on the map on a national level, with national leaders and Roosevelt. Had such an impact. He really created the American century, whether it was, the Panama Canal. I mean, only president to have received a Medal of Honor from his, his heroism during the Spanish-American War. The whole, our whole image of ourselves with the Rough Riders. I mean, this was Roosevelt. And so he and his conservation approach, which was dual use, it wasn't just like lock up the land and never humans will never set foot on, and it was for the benefit and the enjoyment of the public. And so the dual use is, of course, the approach that we're taking in North Dakota as we work with agriculture and energy here. And so his, particularly in a world where lots of people have got some really interesting ideas, the Green New Deal. I mean, I think more important than ever that we get Roosevelt's voice out there and really talk about, the dual use mission of public resources. And I think that, again, this really helps put North Dakota on the map. But I mean, what a economic windfall for us too, to have, take our number one tourism location and give it some jet fuel with having a national, international destination, like a library. And of course, we've already been doing, Dickinson State University's been working for over, 8 years already digitizing, items from Roosevelt. Over 50,000 items have already been digitized. It's going to be the first presidential digital library that can be accessed all over. And with the federal government, as I said, with Secretary of Interior Barnhart coming in and redoing the Painted Canyon rest stop and the visitor center. The visitor center at Theodore Roosevelt National Park would actually be part of this, part of the library and museum. And so the whole experience there at the National Park in Medora would be completely transformed by this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more about it, and I know this will be complicated on the funding side. House has now passed out, an income tax elimination out of the legacy fund, which I love the idea of income taxes going away, but, can we do that and this? So lots to do there. I'm going to ask you one thing. We only have a minute left, but I
just stay on that one, Scott. The proposal on the income tax one doesn't start till a biennium down, so it actually doesn't, that one doesn't compete at all with the library. So those two are, again, not even competing for a dollar with each other.
All right. So is that a good idea, what's passed out of the House?
Well, I think we'll see. I mean, I'm on the record of saying that I think that there's in terms of the criteria, in terms of what we laid out, I think that there are things where we can get better impact and more leverage than we can on that. And that's going to grow. There's about $1 billion of income tax paid every biennium. And so that would be, would take a long time before legacy fund could replace that. And I know Alaska got themselves into real problems when they were, using their oil money to send checks to citizens. And I think we need to take a hard look at that and make sure that we don't make the mistakes that Alaska did.
I ran out of time for my big question of the day, so I'll give you a gift. and tell you the first question next time is one where we're going to talk a little bit about dashboards. You've done a great job of challenging the agencies to say, have that dashboard in front of you, the critical data that you need to know. I want to know, you know, kind of lightning round fashion, biggest accomplishment, biggest disappointment, and biggest lift ahead. What is the big thing to do for the I don't want to use a legacy word, but I will, Burgum legacy. So we'll do that next time. Governor, thank you as always. More after this, folks.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.